Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Yes. What the hell is a reverse Paul Brown?
A reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You don't listen to our show enough. It's on you.
Man, just expose yourself some more, Fitzy. Who's the master blasters?
That's Stitz and Ted, bro.
Wait, are you on the phone with A, your drug dealer, B, your bookie, or C, Ted?
You better be talking to Ted. I think he's on the phone with Ted.
Good. He should be. He's the co-manager.
He's live now to the war room. Ted Johnson's on the phone.
Look, it's the war room right now. Look at Stitz.
Oh, what a steal.
The first pick in the Master Blasters era, Ashton Jeanty, number 10.
Pick. I like it. That was a good combo. Good pick.
I had to call the big guy real quick, though, but we got it done.
Oh, Jesus. I'm on the
clock. Whoa.
Whoa.
All right.
Keith, you're up, right, bro.
Guys, am I on the clock?
No. Double Keith picks. You got some time.
You guys, of course you're supposed to tell him, yes.
Maybe I up, Ted. I don't know. This is kind of confusing.
Rich drafted Ladd McConk.
This is actively working the phones.
Patriots need to hire him. Forget Elliot Wolf.
Just a little taste of the Jones and Keith fantasy football draft last night. Which you could have watched on the hashtag Dork YouTube channel.
That's correct. Yep, still up there now. If for some reason you want to go back and relive a live draft, it kind of hummed by. It was only like an hour change.
The draft itself
was like an hour.
And I bet the video ran a little long because we started breaking down teams there at the end. But I bet you could rip that thing in an hour easy. And it's worth it just for Stiz on the phone with Ted.
Yeah.
Live on NBC Sports Boston, or about to be live on NBC Sports Boston last night. Hashtag brag.
It did. It felt a lot like, and there you see, if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, it was Stiz calling his co-owner of his team.
Yeah.
And breaking down all the picks, and now Stiz is rattling off names and then selecting a guy. It honestly is very similar to the 2020 COVID draft where everybody had a war room on Zoom. That's what this was. It was amazing.
Stiz popped on.
Then he grabbed a cigar after his pick. Cigar.
He went full John Henry after his pick.
Yeah.
Which I love.
After drafting Travion Henderson incredibly early. But I like Henderson. I didn't want Henderson, but not that high.
Look, here's the thing. The Master Blasters, they're trying to win the league, Keith.
They definitely won the Patriot fan base over all the Patriots they selected.
You got to go. If you're not winning the league.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? So you don't want to be last.
Yeah.
Because we're working on a punishment. We're cooking that up.
Yep. It's going to be bad.
But it's going to be real bad.
It's going to be real bad. You're not
going
to want
it. But he's going for it. So he went with Drake May and Travion Henderson and Steph Diggs. Is
correct.
That right? So it's it's Patriots heavy.
It is.
But if that hits.
Oh, it's going to hit spectacularly.
Look out.
So there were seven of us live. Well, really seven and a half, because you also did get Ted on the phone.
Good point.
Right out of
seven
12,
and a half, yeah.
12 people in the league. And my biggest takeaways were just the communication that Stiz and Ted had as co-owners was great.
That's worth watching it just for that.
Yeah. Also, as a couple people pointed out live on the chat at the time, Andy Hart was just in a bad mood.
Yeah,
the whole draft.
But is that...
Oh, maybe just his mood.
Is that atypical?
Well, yeah, so this is the first time. I've been in 4 or 5 years, brag, with Hart. And usually his kid is like picking his team with him. But now his kid's off to college. So he was like FaceTiming with him. He also sneaky had like a co-owner.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But he also had himself on mute the whole time. I'm like, thanks for joining the draft on mute.
Yeah, he just kind of sat there.
Maybe don't join the draft.
He got in a worse mood when he auto-drafted J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, he was really mad when he auto-drafted J.J.
Because he got
McCarthy.
Caught up in the conversation. We're like, you just took J.J. McCarthy? He's like, what? Like then he got real salty.
That happened to Fitzy, too. Fitzy all of a sudden was just, he was just rattling off nicknames.
You get caught up in
the
excitement.
And then next thing you know, we're like, hey, Fitzy just made a pick. He's like, what?
Yeah, I forget who he took, but he wasn't thrilled.
That was
with that
Travis
pick.
Hunter.
He did.
Yeah, I was like, Fitzy, good pick with Hunter. He's like, huh?
I didn't take him.
He was top of the board there for like a full round. Good pick.
And also, I was obsessed with this as the draft unfolded. You know, we're live. There, you could see the seven of us on the side, and then also just screen sharing like the draft room. And so you see all the players on there and the teams, and then there's like a chat room in there, and it lets you know when somebody joins the chat or leaves the chat.
Yes.
And our guy Terp and Dan Ball constantly would join the draft, leave the draft, so join the draft, leave the draft.
On Twitch, Terp has a good – I'm on Ross St. Brown. I think he fell to the second round in this, but that's an early pick.
That was a good pick by the Master Blasters.
Round two, pick three. Great pick by the Master Blasters. They had a good start.
They did.
But look at this. Terp left the draft. Terp joined the draft. Terp left the draft.
Outrageous.
Terp joined the draft. Terp left, joined.
Pull up a second window.
We're like 10 minutes into the draft at this point. Terp left – and rejoined three different times.
But he, not to be outdone, Dan Ball was doing the same thing. Those guys were, it was like crazy. It was like hot potato with them. Like, just stay in there.
Yeah, so somehow, was there like a max capacity in the room? Or were somehow,
they're on the same hotspot?
They live in the same building?
It's possible.
Like, what's going on?
It's
like,
possible.
How was one joining and the other was, yeah, there's Dan Ball. Look at this.
So basically,
that's also the second. This is so early to be having
second round
internet connectivity issues. Yeah.
Yeah, that was on the right side. You have, it literally says activity. And all it was draft picks and Dan Ball and Terp leaving and joining and leaving and joining.
Over
that's
and
what
over
that
again.
Was. Yeah.
Over and over again.
Meanwhile, our guy Billy Lanny, who's on vacation, he was drafting, although he wasn't in the live streaming or whatever. According to ESPN, the best draft. They loved Billy Lanny's draft.
Yeah. Now I don't know how much stock we should put in this, although Billy won our combine.
He did.
So Billy's sneaky good at stuff.
Yes,
it turns out. Yep. But yeah,
don't want to put stock in it because of your grade.
Well,
our grade wasn't great.
Don't say our grade. Our grades, we are not co-managing a team.
We could.
Maybe we should.
Let's make a pool crazy our team together? Trade.
Yeah, nice. Now we're talking.
That way we can split the punishment.
But we...
And the reward.
Yeah, yeah. There's 11.
Split the hot dogs.
There's 11 Spanks. Yeah. Who gets 6 and who gets 5 is the question. But yeah, I both of us were reviewed very poorly by ESPN. They gave
so
me like
here's
a quick recap.
And I hear
B minus.
Here's exactly why. Is that's based off of their pre-draft rankings. And so I think the teams that drafted the closest to the pre-draft rankings are going to get higher grades because that's how they do it.
I like this excuse.
I think
this
I went
good.
Rogue a few times.
Oh, you
which
did.
Could
you did.
Bite me in the backside. Namely, I'm going into the year with Caleb Williams as my quarterback.
Yeah, they don't
that
like
is a
that.
Boom or bust.
They don't like that.
Full, I understand that could not be great. And so there was probably a bunch of quarterbacks they had rated higher that were available at that time, and I passed over them for Caleb Williams.
Can you pull up your review? I have mine in front of me.
Yeah, let me get it.
I was great. I'm 12th out of 12 is where I come in the power rankings. My draft was graded a D, which I didn't even realize that low. Here's the write-up for it. It says, not exactly where you want to be, but it could be worse. The draft is just the beginning. We have a long season ahead. That's the review of my team.
Okay.
They also give you a strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. Oh, there's the Terp has the power rankings there. Yeah, the Cheetah's way down. You got to scroll down for
Cheetah's actually below me. I thought
Cheeseburger Club and Cheetah. You got to really scroll down there.
Cheeseburger Club is 11.
Okay. But they also give you a strength and weaknesses, or at least for most teams, they give you strengths and weaknesses. They only gave weaknesses for my team. Which is bench and tight end. My team has no strength. If your bench is a weakness, I feel like that's not really
that's
even
fine.
A real weakness.
And tight end. One of my weaknesses was defense. Okay.
Yeah,
fine.
Whatever.
I'll probably change it every week.
Right.
The other one was quarterback. This is going back to the Caleb Williams thing. My strength was wide receiver. But
you had a strength.
I had Jamar Chase, though. I had the first pick, thanks
Got
to
it.
Jeff Cirillo. No, I can't find my what the computer said about mine other than I need to like look for trades. It's basically like you're going to need some help.
Call some people up.
And I got a C grade.
Nice.
Yeah. So could have been better.
What'd you get over there, Nick?
I got a B.
You got a B. Oh,
but no. It told me to hit the waiver wire.
Okay. Weird. I don't think there's a lot of great players currently available right now.
Twitch chat is asking who's the reverse Paul Brown. That is Nick, correct?
Nick is.
Yeah, that's me.
That's Nick's squad.
And then Billy had to have gotten an A. Billy has got the best squad in the league.
He's number one,
according to ESPN. Who do you think actually has the best squad? I went through all the teams not really even knowing whose they were. I think Davey had a pretty good draft.
So Davey, like, not to give him a lot of credit, but he drafts well.
He went Puka Neighbors or Neighbors Puka at 12 and 13.
I loved it.
And so maybe this.
I did love it. It was a great draft.
This might speak more to the draft position than anything else, but Davey picked 12 and Shyam picked 11, and I like both of their teams.
Yeah, Jeff Cirillo wound up rewarding them with the 11th and 12th
right,
pick.
Forgetting them all together. Saved their season.
It ended up working out for him.
Yeah, because Shyam got Derrick Henry at 11, which I think everybody's going to kick themselves over.
And then
massive year.
And then Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Who I don't think either of us are crazy about, but that's pretty good. Him as your RB2.
Yeah.
Real nice.
That is pretty good.
Anything else that jumped out last night?
No, that was pretty good. Oh, Davey did get Bo Nix. So I was excited about that for him.
Yeah, you own a lot of Broncos. For all the crap we're giving. For all the crap we're giving.
He owns a lot of Broncos because he handcuffed them all.
Yeah, well, for all the crap we're giving Stiz about owning a bunch of Patriots, you're Mr. Bronco over there.
I got both their running backs, and I got Marvin Mims. Oh, the other thing is I threw everybody off the scent. Yesterday I was like, Travis Kelce's going to suck, and I drafted Travis Kelce.
Oh, I did something similar.
Which guy?
I hated Tet McMillan.
Oh, you took Tet McMillan.
And I took Tet McMillan.
Yeah.
He's on the bench, though.
Well. So it's a win-win.
Sounds like a good bench.
Either
to
win-win. Either you're great.
Yeah.
And you were right. He stinks. Or he helps your fantasy.
Yeah. So we both did do that. You did that with Kelsey, and I did that with Ted McMahon.
I actually didn't even really want him, but it was just he was still there because I thought you were going to jump early. I thought some because he's sort of jumped on some of these lists of like he's actually better than people are saying, and I was like, I don't really know. But I needed a tight end.
Here's somebody who was watching last night. Text line. Keith's Jaden Higgins pick went over like his love of deep cut Marvel movies. That's true.
I did ask,
the pick and you're like,
hey guys,
Jaden
Higgins, anything there? Seems like a sleeper. No. Like,
I did hear Jones mention how he took a defense first like eight times before anybody acknowledged him. He's like, guys, a defense just went.
Yeah,
guys.
I was watching the board a lot closer than some others. I think I'm like, hey, Nick just took a defense. Let's make fun of him. And no one wanted
Aaron's
him.
Like, nah.
Yeah.
At that point, too many beers dead. I was like, all right.